Welcome to this episode of Reddit Guy. The subreddit we will listen to today is called r/idowork_hereladY. Our first post of this episode comes from Moldy Jim and it's titled Yep, I do work here, since the beginning. 11 years ago I took a chance at a job at a startup. I took a salary of one-third my previous pay because I believed in the company's mission and was excited to work on the project. At that time the company had less than a dozen employees. The next 5 years were tough. I was laid off a couple of times. At one point I was the only employee other than the owner. Most of that original crew have moved on. Only one other person that was hired before me is still there. My employee number is 3. I know our product inside and out, designed a large portion and made the prototypes. In the last few years the company has grown from a couple of dozen people to almost 250 employees spread out over 3 nearby campuses. So far I haven't really had too many issues. I try to introduce myself to new hires and welcome them to the team when I get a chance. I guess I missed a few though. The other day I had to go over to the main campus, used my keycard to get in and went past the office doors looking for one of the engineers. I work in the R&D shop and dress accordingly, flannel shirt over a tee, jeans and work shoes. I guess I didn't look the part of an office type. Occasionally I'll get quizzical looks, but the company logo on my hat or t-shirt usually gets my by. One of the newer office employees decided I didn't belong in the office and stopped me to ask if I needed help. Thanks, I got it, and kept walking. Sir, you can't go in there unless you work here. I laughed, and pointed at my hat. I do work here, but I don't think we have met. I'm op, and you are. They kinda stepped back a bit, and said they didn't recognize me. What department do you work in? Well, wherever they need me, but officially I'm R&D. Today Engineer X and I have a meeting starting right about now. Nice to meet you, I gotta go. They gave me a funny look but went back to their desk and I went to my meeting. Not a huge thing, but interesting for me. We are really striving to keep corporate walls from becoming a thing. I suppose the bigger the company gets and the more spread out, the more I'll have to deal with this, but it's kinda funny. I can't wait for the inevitable big-time confrontation. It's going to be fun messing with people. Especially since I can get away with it. The company pretty much lets me do whatever needs doing, go wherever and solve whatever needs solving. Never take anything too seriously. Cheers. The next post from the Potato Connoisseur is titled I'm Not Your Server Though. Just remembered this, honestly not sure if this is the right place or not, but this happened around 5 years ago, while I was doing my baker's apprenticeship, and it happened where I had worked at the time. So, it fits I guess. A bit of info, the bakery I worked at did not have set times for break, the boss simply called out our times one after the other. On top of that bakers dressed differently than the servers, clerks. So, the boss had just called out that it was my turn for break. As we bakers always did, we went up front to grab something to eat and drink. I was waiting by the machine for my drink, just staring out the windows when I hear an, excuse me. Since I was clearly not a server, clerk, also on my break, I ignored it. Not only that, I saw a server, clerk just out of the corner of my eye, hanging off to the side talking to someone in the office. Naturally, I thought the customer was attempting to get her attention. After a minute, I hear another, excuse me, if a little more forceful this time. Again, off the clock and not someone that works up front, so I once again ignore it. Just as the machine is done making my drink and I go to grab it, the customer reaches over the counter and shoves a plate into my hand instead. Customer, excuse me, I've been calling for you. Me, I'm in utter shock, this customer actually grabbed my hand and forced a used plate into it. Customer, I need more butter. Me, I'm sorry, customer, butter, I want more. Me, I'm sorry, but, I don't work, customer. Don't lie, you clearly work here since you're behind the counter, now go get me more butter. Me, but I'm, customer. Butter. Now, I was so shocked that the customer had actually reached out across the counter and grabbed my hand, that I left my drink and went to the break room where I knew another front worker was. She was surprised, thinking I had already finished my food when I told her what happened. Of course, she thought I was joking and laughed it off, but I told her the guy was still at the counter demanding more butter. After taking a peek, sure enough, he was huffing and puffing while waiting for his butter. She said she'll take care of it, so I can go grab my drink and get to my break. Of course, when I returned, without his plate or butter, he got upset. Not loudly, but it was visible on his face. Customer. Where's my plate and butter? Me. A server will be with you in a moment with your plate and butter, sir. Customer: but I gave it to you to get me more butter. Me: sir, not only am I on my break, I don't work up front. I work as a baker. Customer: but you still work here. Me: yes, as a baker. Now if you'll excuse me, I'll be going back to my break. My co-worker will be here with your plate and extra butter shortly. Have a good day. At the end of my day, the co-worker in question pulled me aside before I left, to share her part of the situation. Apparently, the customer got upset with her when she returned with his plate and extra butter, but also couldn't believe I was actually a baker and not a server, because I am a girl. It took her to pointing out that what I was wearing, white shirt and apron with baker, chef pants to what she was wearing, red shirt with black apron and pants, did it seem to sink into the customer's head that I was indeed a baker. Not only that, when a worker is on break, they are off the clock. The customer didn't seem to agree with her. Apparently I shouldn't have ignored him and I should have just served him, whether I was on break or not. The next post from Elden of Hyrule is titled, I know where I am. Clearly, you don't. Dot. Hey all, just getting into this sub, and am loving the stories. Not sure if this is the correct place to post, but since it definitely doesn't fit in our, I don't work here lady, I am hoping this is okay. It's not as bombastic a story as some of the others here, but I hope you enjoy it all the same. Years ago, I worked in a certain well-known bookstore, the name of which resembles Sheds and Highborns, if you follow my synonyms. After a few months, I cross-trained into the cafe, and eventually moved to that area full-time. Most of our customers were great, but we still had some issues that cropped up now and then. The most common issue we had to deal with was gift cards. For those who may not be familiar, the cafes at S&H sell the coffee drinks of a certain well-known coffee chain. I'll call it Moon Dollars and let you decode the name yourself, winking face. But, and this is important, we were not an actual Moon Dollars location. This was and is true of all cafes inside S&H. We were an S&H cafe, as all our signage proclaimed, and we proudly served Moon Dollars coffee. We also served cheesecake from a well-known factory, as well as a bunch of other food that you would not find in a Moon Dollars. But to hopefully clear up any confusion, we had additional signs that basically stated, while we serve Moon Dollars coffee, we can't accept their coupons or gift cards, but we can accept S&H gift cards. Even with all this, we still had people try to pay with Moon Dollars gift cards all the time, even with a sign quite literally next to the credit card pad. Most people, once we explained why their cards wouldn't work, would be surprised, but then accept that we knew what we were talking about. One lady though, would not. She swiped a Moon Dollars gift card, and received the not accepted error message. We then explained, as we would always do, that we could not accept her Moon Dollars gift card. She didn't believe us, swiped the card again. This was the late 2000s, before the prevalence of their app, and then demanded to know why it wasn't working. We tried to explain again. She didn't seem to understand, so we restated that this was S&H Cafe, serving their products, much like how we serve factory cheesecake, not a Moon Dollars. Her brilliant response was, no, I know where I am. She refused to believe that we were not a Moon Dollars, why would we lie? No matter how we explained, and eventually stormed off without getting her drink. I kinda wish there was more to it than that, but that was it. While it isn't the craziest story, it always just struck me as odd that this woman refused to believe the store employees about the nature of said store. Anyway, thanks for reading. Edit. Wow, thanks to everyone for all the upvotes. And I've really enjoyed reading all the comments, smiley face. The next post from Mr. Space Walrus is titled I'm Doing My Job. I used to work at an amusement park in the arcades. The uniform included a black shirt with the word arcade written on the back in bold white letters, important later. At the point in which this story takes place, I would be on my third year there and the second most senior member of the team. With that comes a pretty good relationship with the security and paramedics. On this night, someone put all of the basketballs into a single machine. It is a pretty simple fix: turn off the machine and then transfer the basketballs to their proper place. Cue the new security guard, walking in and seeing me in one of the basketball machines. He starts yelling at me to get out, claiming that I am not allowed to be in the machines and just ignoring the uniform. At this point he makes the threat I love hearing: I'm going to be contacting the arcade owner and have him come down here so you can see the damage you caused with him and walk you through the bill you will be receiving. Now the owner and I are pretty close, so when I heard this I was thrilled. My response to him was glorious, not because of what I said, but the crowd of teenagers that stopped to watch the interaction with security. I merely said, "Tell owner I'm doing my job." The teenagers started shouting, "He's doing his job," repeatedly, with worse and worse southern drawls until it degenerated into, "Her duh duh duh, South Park, they took our jobs." I could not help but laugh at these kids who saw the opportunity to have an IRL South Park moment and ran with it. It was at this point that the security guard realized I worked there and he just left me there. I ended up giving him all free games on the basketball machines for the laugh. The next post from Yart Smith is titled "Ah, What Was Your Name?" I work in the warehouse part of a retail flooring store. I check in customer to pick up their order. I also audit orders for accuracy and pick orders if the rest of the workers are busy. I am not certified to use the forklifts yet. So I get this several times a day. Someone buys items from main store. I get notified of order and I get one of the workers to go out on the floor to get it. Or I have to call someone back to drop a pallet. I get yelled at for being slow or taking too much time to get an order. You do realize that I work in the warehouse but our stock is out on the floor. It's a working warehouse, it means that the entire customer-facing floor is the stock. I keep nothing back in the warehouse unless it's being stored. Lady, we have to go out on the store floor to get your items. If you walked here from the cashier, that is exactly how long we have had to see your order. I have people picking other orders. If you wanted it that quick, you should have grabbed a cart and picked it yourself. Oh wait, you don't have time for that. Lady, it's going to take no less than 15 minutes for us to go get your order. Oh yeah, we are not going to skip the other orders to grab yours. You will in fact have to wait. Ugh, yes, I'll call my manager. The next post from L1 Lith is titled "Apparently we shouldn't listen to safety instructions from staff members." So this happened a while ago, when we weren't closed for lockdown. I work at a zoo that handles many dangerous animals such as crocodiles, venomous snakes and spiders, etc. We used to offer a tour where we visited dangerous animals only. A co-worker I was close with was one of the people who ran that specific tour, and one day she needed to run to the bathroom, so I decided to quickly fill in for her while she was gone. I was quite clearly in the employee's uniform, but many of the people decided to ignore me, and just wander around the cages that held venomous snakes, which was fine. Not conveniently, the next stop was the crocodile habitat, and I explained that we had to stay far away from the gate and not try to stick our hands through the holes or throw any objects into the cage. One teenaged boy told me to shut up, and that I was just a shit-scooping noob. He proceeded to somehow throw one of his shoes into the crocodile area. Although our croc isn't very active in the day when the tours are held, he just so happened to be in the mood to eat a pair of shoes. He grabbed the shoe and disappeared into the water. The kid was in hysterics and had to be removed from the tour group. Edit. I just realized he would have had to walk through the free roam wallaby garden barefoot. He would have stepped on shit barefooted. The next post from Additional Decision 6 is titled "We Don't Sell Shoes." This happened lo those many years ago during my high school years. I worked at a drugstore that during the busy season could have been called Heckler's for most of the 3 years I was at that school. We had a regular customer, a woman who was generally very nice but also had some cognitive issues, who would come in at least a couple of times a week. She probably lived with family in the area because she always rode an adult tricycle to the store. One day when I was working the front counter, she came in carrying a pair of old plain white Keds shoes that had been around the block a few times and put them on the counter. I was not surprised as she had done some strange things before, so I just waited while she gathered what she wanted to say. The conversation went something like this: "I would like to return these, please." "Mom, we don't sell shoes. This is Heck Herds. I bought these here last week and just look at them." Which I did. There were literal holes worn through the soles. "Well, they look kinda bad, but we don't sell shoes." I lost my receipt. "We don't sell shoes, I want a refund, we don't sell shoes." "Well, this is the last pair of shoes I will ever buy here. We don't sell shoes." Then she took her shoes and left. The next post from the Potato Connoisseur is titled "Move Along Kid, We Were Here First." I honestly think this will be my first and only post here. This happened around 5 years ago. I had just been hired to work at a nearby theme park. While it was official and directly through the park, it was only for the duration of Halloween, from mid-September to mid-November. Meaning, no actual uniforms. Which is important for this story. Now the park had set up three activities, two of which were beside each other: the Witch's Bakery and the Spooky Salon. The first was a child's activity stand where children could color and cut out their own Halloween masks, coloring pages with the park's own characters in Halloween scenes, and decorate ghost-shaped cookies. The second was where you could get your hair tilde-tilde-glued-tilde-tilde styled in some crazy fashion. Let's just say, the use of hairspray was enough to ensure that the end results of our styling could withstand the roller coasters. And for the sake of the story, the third activity was a haunted house, which was in a separated part of the park. I was assigned to the Witch's Bakery and Spooky Salon, which is also important for this story. So, it's still early in the day, meaning there's not a lot going on at the Witch's Bakery and the lineup for the Spooky Salon is relatively short. I was at the salon when one of my co-workers from the bakery rushes towards us asking for help. There's a lost child, and she's freaking out and not allowing anyone near her. My co-workers already tried asking her in both German and French with no results, so they wanted to know if I could try in English. The costumers thankfully understood and let me leave to go assist the situation. When I arrive, the other co-worker has bites and scratches on her arms and is already forming bruises. Apparently, the child lashed out whenever my co-worker attempted to calm the child down and ask a few questions. When my attempts didn't work, it was suggested that I go to the information desk, and also see if they have a first aid kit there. So I take off, thankfully where the two activities are, they are not that far from the next info desk, so it took no more than a minute or two to get there. I rush in, and approach the desk. I apologize to the two guests already present and attempt to explain the situation, when I'm guessing the husband of the two got angry and pushed me aside, we'll call him entitled husband. This discussion is more or less what was said, but not exactly. A. Excuse me, we were here first, you can wait your turn. Me. Yes, and I'm sorry, but there's a situation A. When is there not a situation with your generation? You're not the only guest here, you know. Me. Actually, I work here, and there's a lost child A. Don't lie to me, you're not wearing a uniform. Despite him constantly interrupting me, the wife stopped what she was asking for the moment I said lost child. So she pulled her husband aside and told him to hush and let me explain the situation, even if the lady at the info desk said I should also wait my turn. But I quickly explained the situation, so we both hurried back. Thankfully, as soon as we arrived, the parents also arrived at the scene. From what I understood, the parents grabbed all the activities from the witch's bakery to keep their child distracted while they did something else, thinking their daughter wouldn't notice. Obviously that failed, so the official park worker warned the parents that the witch's bakery was not a daycare, where they can just leave their child unattended to what they wanted. Once the situation was cleared up, we all went back to our assigned spots, and that was more or less the top highlight during my time working at the theme park. Not as exciting as other stories, I'm sure, but I thought it warranted being shared. The next post from Computer Geeky Guy is titled I Can't Believe It Happened Again. Backstory. Ever since C-19 hit, I've been mostly working from home. I think I've only been into the office once this past year. The company was bought out earlier this year. Due to my position, it was deemed necessary to move me to a corporate database admin team in the new company. As of right now, I still have the same desk and responsibilities. I still consider my old team like family. They know if they want or need something done on the servers, I do it. My job is to oversee all the database servers within the original company, as senior DBA. One small side note, a few of the database developers left due to either better job or fired for poor performance. Well, my old team hired two people to replace the ones left. Both were hired as database developers, nothing else 2 weeks ago. Curiously enough, I started seeing small inaccurate revisions to job schedules and a few database settings the previous week. The cast me old boss equals ob team leader that reports to ob equals TL freaking new guy reports to TL equals FNG. So last Friday ob called me into the office to meet the FNG and FNG 2, no issue with her. A little backstory on our desk in our little slice of the building, mine was the second best in the suite. To even see it, you have to come into the suite and look behind a pillar, so basically no one can see if you're there or not. The best desk is the one next to 2. I had second pick due to seniority in the company at the time. The person with higher seniority had left the company for a better opportunity during the buyout. I get into the office and into the suite when notice that the best cubicle has been turned into a storage cubicle. The stuff that I had left out on my desk were stacked up and sitting on the in the storage cubicle. So I grabbed them and start rearranging my desk and to unpack laptop, drinks, snacks, etc. When TL and FNG comes into our section, FNG immediately started screaming why I'm on his desk and touching his stuff. I hold up one finger and point to the my nameplate on the cubicle wall with my name on it, proving that I do work here. He shut up for a minute. I look at TL, look at my watch and say, "It's it time for your team meeting. I know you cancelled it last week, but are you still going to have it?" She catches on really quick. There is no weekly team meeting, but FNG didn't know that. After they left the suite, I called Ob since his office is on the other side of the building and asked about FNG and the cubicle situation. Ob explained that FGN is a new junior database developers and should be sitting on the other side of the suite. I guess TL has sent a message to Ob at the same time as we were on the call and requested our presence in the conference room. As soon as I walk in with Ob right behind me, FNG made the comment, "Oh, here's the desk thief," to which Ob replied, "Oh no, you are. He's been here 7 years, he have any desk, cubicle in that suite, including your bosses if he wanted it." That took a lot of wind out his sails. He just realized that he lost that fight. He tried to rebound a little by announcing, "But I'm the DBA. I need the 3 monitors and in Onionshin both my boss and I screamed, "What?" I asked what his PC and login information was, and it was the same person making the unauthorized changes to production servers that I noticed the week before. FNG, trying to defend his position, said, "You said, pointing at Ob, that we no longer have a DBA, so I took the initiative to fix things." "Ob, I said we no longer have a DBA on the team, but he, pointing at me, is the only DBA allowed to touch our servers." I was asked to step out of the room, but before I left I told Ob that I'd be taking the best cubicle. He replied with, "Have at it, it's yours if you want it." I don't think FNG's face could get any redder. I took me and another teammate to move all the monitors, computers and stuff to the storage room. Just after we finished, TL walked in without FNG. I didn't want to ask, but I had to. "Is FNG taking an early lunch to cool off?" TL: "You can say that, me. When's he coming back? I really need to know everything he did." TL: "He's not, you'll have to figure that out yourself." A big grin crossed my face. Me: "So, who wants my old cubicle? Price is starting at $20, or we can go the Hunger Games route. The ex-teammate who helped me clean out my new cubicle got my old desk." The next post from Dainty Little Lady is titled, "I thought my spirit Halloween apron was obvious, on top of the bright costumes. Dot. Long-time Reddit user, but still getting used to making posts, apologies. This past fall I worked at a spirit Halloween somewhere in New England. My town isn't a small town, but it's definitely not super modern, and boy do you see some strange people at a spirit Halloween in a dying mall location. Throughout the season as we approached Halloween, I'd acquired quite a few Halloween costumes to wear at work, always with my bright purple apron over it and a big black radio hanging off the back. Almost every working day prior to Halloween I was a clown, vampire, Arkham City Harley Quinn, or a Scream costume without the mask. While I was pleasantly surprised about the general kindness of customers walking the floors, I was equally surprised how many customers couldn't quite tell if I worked there. They would approach me like a scared animal, quietly asking if I worked there, while I'm stocking displays or aggressively moving pegs around on the walls to fit more products out. I'd whip around and happily answer any questions they had, but half the time they had an expression of surprise that I actually did work there, while wearing a spirit apron, paired with a big radio. Nothing negative ever really came out of it. I just found it amusing and funny how many customers probably thought I was a costumed customer ripping apart the spirit store. Although, when in costume I was very easy to spot, so customers with lots of questions and indecisiveness would always find me again to ask more questions about their costumes. Overall, a fun experience. The next post from Beneficial Ad 269 is titled Bird Lady. I worked at the bird department at an exotic pet store. A lady asked if I worked there. I had a shirt that had the company name on it, a lanyard with my name on it, and to top it all off a 5-month-old green-winged macaw sitting on my shoulder. I wanted so badly to say, "Nope, I'm just doing this for fun." The next post from SAMG 461A is titled "I was the Dumby." Dot. So last year, at Christmas time, I was my mother's secret Santa. I knew her work had gifted her a new fancy reel for her work anniversary. I decided to buy her a nice, good quality fishing rod to go with it. Now, I like fishing too, but my knowledge of the sport and its equipment is very little. So I went to a big outdoor sporting store that I had never been to before, hoping to find someone who knows more than I do about fishing and what rod would be best. Well, I was looking around and saw a man in full camouflage fiddling with some lures. Let me repeat that I had never been to this store before, so I didn't know what the uniform was, and this being an outdoor sports store, This could very well just be a man wearing camo while shopping. But I took the risk. I said behind him, "Excuse me, but do you work here?" The man turns around and I see that his shirt has the store logo on the chest and he has a name tag. He said, "No, this is just my Sunday best." We had a laugh and he ended up being very helpful. As he was helping me, I saw two other employees also dressed in full camo, so yes, it was a very stupid question to ask, lol edit. For anyone wondering, the store was Cabela's. The next post from Throwaway 33333 is titled "Lady Called the Police Because I Was Wearing a Hoodie." Dot. I work at a somewhat large gas station. While we're giving a jacket with the store logo on it, there are 8 cashiers, and even if COVID wasn't a thing, that's just not sanitary. Our normal uniform is a pair of black pants and a bright polo with the store logo. So it was pretty cold yesterday and I was wearing my hoodie because the store is built very cheap and isn't insulated. The ceiling is just bare metal. I was sitting in the chair for a couple minutes by the eating area because it was pretty slow when I saw a car pull in, so I went back behind the counter. Here comes delusional lady. She walked up to my counter and asked, "Delusional lady, UHM, excuse me. Where is the cashier?" Me, "You're looking at him. What can I do for you?" "Delusional lady, I come here every morning and I've never seen you. You don't even have the uniform." Now the reason that's relevant is because I always work late evening, so I've never seen this lady in my life. I probably haven't been awake before 2 p.m. in a year. Me, "Oh, sorry about that. It's just cold in here and the heat doesn't really work, so I took off my hoodie to prove to this lady that I did in fact work here." She then pulled out her phone as two other customers walked in and a line formed behind her. "Delusional lady, this guy doesn't work here, I think he's stealing. I'm calling the police." She walked off to the sitting area and dialed for the police. Meanwhile, I guess the other two people realized she was an idiot and let me ring him up. She watched the entire time, telling the police I was pocketing money. When they arrived, we ended up having to call my manager to the store to explain that I did, in fact, work there. They let her off with a warning and banned her from the store. The police wouldn't let the store stay open for the entire hour it took the manager to get there. I was never detained as it was obvious I worked there, but they insisted on talking to the manager. And did I mention I'm the assistant manager? Ugh. The next post from J. Colin Peterson is titled "My Face on the Building, But Somehow I'm Not the Owner." I love this subreddit. I feel for all of the employees out there, and wow, you've got some doozies. You are all fighting the good fight. I have an IT services business now, serving corporate clients, but several years ago I also had a small chain of computer repair stores and took consumer walk-ins. I was a pretty active owner, and would work the front counter regularly, because I like to interact with customers, and when I can, I like to try to stay close to what the front line is struggling with, since they understand the business way better than me in some key regards. I also think pretty highly of myself, so I used to plaster my face on all of my advertising, which resulted in my ending up as a sort of walking billboard for my business around town. So I'm working the counter at one of my shops, and this fellow I'd never seen before walks in and brings his computer to the counter and tells me that his computer is not working and that I need to fix it. He was a second language learner, and so you can't always assume someone is trying to be rude if English is not their first language. Sometimes it just sounds that way, so patience is important, and so is not judging someone. I thank him for coming in, and explain to him the diagnostic fees we charged, and that the diag fee went toward the repair, all the standard stuff, and he immediately flies into a rage. He tells me that he had already paid the fee, and the computer still wasn't fixed. "Oh no," I said. "When did you bring it in?" He said he couldn't remember, but that it wasn't that long ago. So I looked it up in the computer system, and sure enough, there is his customer record complete with the serial number of his system. It had been a full year since he had that computer in. When I explained this to him, and that it had been too long by anyone's standards, most new consumer computers only have a 1-year factory warranty, and this was not a new computer, he flies into another tirade about what a rip-off we are and how I need to fix this computer because it never worked right after he got it back. I explained it had just been too long, and that sets him off screaming and threatening me. Fortunately, there was a counter between us. So I tell him to get out of my store. I used profanity. It was not my finest hour. But profanity is a strong suit of mine. He won't leave, and says he isn't leaving until I fix his computer for free, and says he'll call the police if he has to. I pick up the phone and dial police for him, explaining to the dispatcher I have someone in my shop who threatened me and refuses to leave. So the police show up, and by this time the guy has calmed down a bit, and even seems thankful the police had arrived. After a short interview as to my job role and the situation, the responding officer says, "Sorry, the owner wants you to leave, so you're going to have to leave." This sets the guy off even more and he starts screaming, "He's not the owner. I know the owner. The owner would never treat me this way. He's not the owner." So the policeman says, "This is the owner. I happen to know he's the owner." The guy continues to argue with the officer, but the officer remains calm. "Okay, how about we talk about this outside?" To my surprise, the guy grabs his computer and goes outside with the officer, still ranting on and on about how I had no authority and the officer had no right to throw him out, and he wants to speak to the owner. I could still see and hear the two of them outside the retail glass doors, as the police officer calmly points to the 9-foot-tall retail windows on the front of the store, with my photo taking up 2/3 of the space and my name and title in about 9-inch bold letters under my giant ugly face. So the man goes silent, packs his computer in his car, hops in and drives away. I never saw him again. I was really thankful one of my clerks didn't have to deal with that guy, but when I messaged them all the story, they all wished they had been there. The next post from SM9847 is titled "I'm the Bank President, Jackass." This was back in the 70s when I was in the military. I was stationed outside Little Rock, Arkansas and found I was in need of extra cash, so I got a job at a security company working overnight. Our cast of characters are, me, obviously. SP1 first suspect. SP2 second suspect. PO1 first police officer. PO2 second police officer. There were three of us who worked security at a prominent downtown bank, one for day shift, one for swing shift, and one overnight. I was the swing shift guard. On the job we had time clocks we had to punch in different areas showing we were patrolling. There was one revolver for the three of us and I found out it wasn't in working order, not only dirty and a plugged up barrel, but the cylinder wouldn't rotate, but it didn't matter, for the ammo inside had turned green, making it unusable. So it was my third night, I had just taken over from the older daylight guard and started I making my rounds with my privately owned weapon and cleaning the duty weapon between patrols. When I finished cleaning and putting in new ammo, I carried it along with mine. The daylight guard didn't pass any information on and didn't write anything in the log, so I figured nothing out of the ordinary. One of the time clocks was in the main lobby behind the cashier's cage. When I entered the lobby, I noticed the vault was open, a light on, and some muffled speaking from inside. So I called for the police and proceeded to the vault, with both guns in hand. Me, hands up and they better be empty. They put their hands up and slowly turned to me. They were in casual attire, had cash and books out, plus a good-size hand tote next to them. SP1, what the hell do you think you're doing? Do you know WHOIAM? Me, it appears you're stealing money and you are a thief. SP1, you idiot, I'm Mr., insert name, the bank president. We're doing an audit. Me, got identification to prove that. Now this was before lanyards and many weren't issued IDs proving their identities or where they work. SP1, not on me. My coat is inside my office. I can go get it. Me, nope. You gentlemen walk out to the lobby, sit down, and keep your hands up until the police show up. You could see the anger in SP1's face and SP2 was shaking so hard, I could have sworn the building was shaking. A minute later two cops ran in from where the security office was, they had a key for that door, and PO1 asked what was going on. I told him my story, while PO2 went to handcuff the suspects. PO2, Dad. PO1, you recognize one? PO2, yeah. My father. Hey Barney Fife, you detained the bank president? What the hell did you think you were doing? Me. Stopping a bank robbery, I meekly said. SP2 then pulled out a government ID with a badge indicating he was an auditor. He was still shaking and was so nervous he couldn't speak. The officers helped him up while I was apologizing and SP1 said they had to do a night audit for apparently there was some cash missing and they were checking the books along with cash on hand to find who had taken the cash or just messed up in the books. Feeling stupid, I went back to my patrolling, then wrote the incident in the daily log. The next day I found a memo for me to come to the company office, 8th floor of the bank building, and speak with the manager of the company. I thought, this is it. I'm getting chewed out and canned. To my surprise, SP1 had commended me for my diligence, my observations, and the way I had handled things. The manager gave me a pat on the back for my work. I'm sorry if this was lengthy, but I do like to be thorough in my stories. Enjoy the rest of your day. The next post from Carl the Well Endowed is titled My Dad Owns This Place, You Can't Ban Me From Here. So this happened the summer after my sophomore year of college. Of all of the businesses that my father owns, the only one that I have ever gotten free service from is the drive-up coffee shop. I have always been allowed to stroll on in and pour myself a drip coffee whenever I want. If I wanted something fancy, I would have to pay, but I rarely if ever did this. Well, shortly after coming back to my hometown, I stopped by to grab a cup. As usual, I walked through the door in the back to bypass the line and serve myself. The second I walked in, I hear, "What are you doing? You can't be in here. Get out." The girl working was not here the last time I had visited at the end of last summer, and I realized that it must be pretty shocking to have some random guy walk into the small shack you work in. I tried to explain that my father owns the shop, and that I was just coming in to grab a cup before I was on my way. She was flustered and just kept telling me to get out. So I went to my car, pulled around in line, and waited my turn. When I got to the window, she saw me and was pissed, telling me that she was not going to serve me. I again took the chance to explain that my father owned the shop, and that I am sorry that I startled her. She told me that she knows Pastor Father because she goes to his church, and she knows his son, and that was not me. I had semi-recently come out as an atheist, so I did not go to my father's church anymore and had not met her, but my brother did. She told me she would call the cops if I didn't leave and that I was not welcome at the shop ever again. So I drove off, called my dad, and asked if he would want to meet for a cup of coffee soon, and he agreed. The look on her face when I showed with my dad at the walk-up counter and he introduced the two of us was fantastic. I hadn't told my dad what had happened an hour ago, but I explained then and he thought it was the funniest thing. I did not have any issues after that, but made sure to come to the window if there was someone working who I did not recognize in the future to avoid such a situation. Today's last post from Drock is entitled Person Demands That I Be Arrested for Joking Around with a Police Officer When He Let Me Out of the Back of His Car. Apparently, I'm a criminal, no way I work for them. I work for a law enforcement agency in a pretty wealthy area, and the people can be a bit entitled, but not all. I have worked several jobs since I finished school, like dispatcher, records department, and finally moved into my current role, which is a hybrid of IT and equipment. I do all the testing and issue reports on non-tactical, ballistic items that we use. My biggest task is the vehicles themselves. Now, currently we are testing out back seats for the patrol cruisers. If you've ever seen one, they are generally just plastic, and very uncomfortable. They aren't meant for comfort, but problems do arise due to how slippery they are. The primary goal is easy to clean up, and nearly impossible for someone to try and conceal an item in the crease of cushions on a normal car. So a new vendor approached us with a new material that goes in the back. It's non-stick, and has some cushioning underneath. So, they install it on one vehicle, and I call up the officer who handles tactical, ballistic equipment purchases to schedule testing the vehicle out. Per our city's guidelines, we have to test it for a minimum of 12 hours in addition to testing that the manufacturer has done. So, I arrange with the officer to spend part of 2 days driving around, alternating with me sitting in the back, handcuffed, and also him in the back, not handcuffed. I was simulating the role of a detained person in custody, while the officer would be playing the role of a witness who was being transported. Also, we would get in trouble legally if I cuffed him for the simulation, so problem solved. The first day went by okay, but the complaint we both had was that it's a bit unrealistic to be sitting in the back of a car for more than 30 to 45 minutes, as it virtually never happens. Also, it's basically a yoga mat you're sitting on, but denser material, so not much padding. So, on the second day, I brought a pillow from home for my back, fused vertebrae. When we were just about finished with the second day, it was around lunch, and we decided to get lunch. The officer parks in front of a restaurant, and lets me out, and uncuffs me. I said, "Thank you, Jeeves, can you please get the door and we'll be off." Unfortunately, an older woman, probably late 60s, heard this, and thought I was ordering a cop around and treating him like a servant. She screamed at the top of her lungs that criminals like me don't get to order cops around, that I obviously must be a criminal. The officer tried to explain to her that I work with him and it was a joke. Nope, she's not buying that, not even when I get out my ID and show her. Nope, she's convinced I'm a criminal. She calls 911 and demands that the chief come out and explain these shenanigans. Yeah, not happening. The watch commander comes out, explains it, and scolds me and the other officer for making jokes while in an official capacity. The woman is absolutely incredulous that we weren't going to be arrested, and terminated on the spot. So, of course, she smacks the watch commander and demands he do his job. So, someone got arrested.